AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They're getting more rain today in the middle of the nation after killer weekend storms. Here's our Sandy Kozell.
The rainstorm spawned tornadoes and caused major flooding in Oklahoma and Texas. Peggy Wilborn lives in Wimberley, Texas, where hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The flood evacuee tells KVUE that she's concerned about her neighbors.
They've lost everything, their cars, their furniture, everything.
Claremore, Oklahoma fire captain Jason Farley was helping rescue people from flooding when he was swept into a drainage ditch. Fire Chief Sean Douglas said the body was soon recovered.
This is our brother, and he's gone.
The weather system expected to linger over much of the region today. I'm Sandy Kozell.
President Obama goes to Arlington National Cemetery on this Memorial Day to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. In Kabul, Afghanistan today, the commander of international forces there, General John Campbell, laid a wreath in honor of the fallen. More than 2,300 American military service members killed in action during the last 14 years.
We also remember more than 1,100 coalition fallen who've also lost their lives fighting for a common cause to build a more stable, secure Afghanistan as we also protect our homelands.
Last night, hours before the National Memorial Day concert on the Mall in Washington, police blew up a pressure cooker that they'd taken out of a parked car they called suspicious. They arrested the vehicle's owner but charged him only with driving on a revoked license. Being arraigned today in Cleveland, protesters who were arrested after a white police officer was cleared in the killings of a black man and woman. It's not clear to us yet how many people will be charged. Police arrested 71 people on Saturday. This is AP Radio News. Funsters at the Coney Island Amusement Park in Anderson Township, Ohio, were flying high on the roller coaster until the power went out and they got stuck. Emily Atkins' daughter was one of those stranded.
She came down with my aunt, and then my aunt called and said she was stuck on the roller coaster, and our electric went out too. So then when she told me she was still on the roller coaster 20 minutes later, I came down, and they were bringing my daughter down on the ladder.
She talked to WXIX-TV. We were told the kids were scared and a little nervous, but agreed that being rescued by firefighters was, quote, awesome. The name of a forgotten World War II soldier will now be added to his hometown war memorial in Gowanda, New York. Carol Heath died in the Philippines in 1942. Nobody in town knew that until the family of one of his high school classmates made it a point to find out what happened to him. Still a mystery, how he died or why. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.